This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The case against Rex Heerman, the man accused of being the Long Island serial killer, that is well underway. And we've always had some suspicions and questions and just wanting some answers. What was life like in the Heerman home? How did he do these acts, if in fact he did do them, for all these years without anyone in the house having any sort of sense that this man might in fact be the Long Island serial killer? And there's plenty of examples of that out there. Look at the children of BTK. No idea. For many years, he kept it very, very under wraps. But what we're learning now, according to accusations made by attorney John Ray about Rex Heerman's daughter, is maybe there is a little bit of the apple didn't fall that far from the tree. At least that's according to the accusations by John Ray, at least in terms of interest or art. I'm not in any way accusing Heerman's daughter of being involved in these murders or anything of that nature. But he does raise some interesting points. In a recent press conference, he really went to town showing what he thinks might be some sort of connection to her father in a very dark way. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. We'll take a look at some of these clips here in just a second, but what was your reaction when you saw that press conference from John Ray the other day?
Cringe, you know, cringy, no doubt, but at the same time, not too surprising.
Mm-hmm.
And not too surprising from the standpoint of, you know, he's accused for having done these murders and living this lifestyle for a long time. John Ray's made other claims that, you know, him and his wife years ago were, you know, kind of in this weird sex swapping, you know, just a lot of cringy things. So it's no doubt there's what I call lifestyle leakage going on inside the home. And, you know, there's this, you know, we're all a product of nature and nurture. And the nurture part is what we're exposed to in our parents and our guardians' lifestyle leakage. You know, there's no question that I've been dedicated to the life of service, you know, for serving my country. And so my wife is as well as a teacher and educator. And so my daughter's a nurse. My son's a Marine Corps pilot, you know, because there's been lots of lifestyle leakage. And my friends and all of us in our lives, when we walk the walk around those around us, and we do so in a way that our children want to connect with us as well at a young age, whether it's because we're not getting attention or we are getting it, whatever the reasons are, we're trying to maybe model the behaviors or at least take up the same interest or become interested in the things that our parents are interested in. And so having lifestyle leakage onto his daughter, if he's got really dark thoughts, if he's got dark actions, if he's got dark interests, and there's lots of garbage and trash, and as we've been noting, a lot of piles of really dark things around that house, there's going to be a lot of lifestyle leakage. Now, whether that's because she's actively involved or just became her interest because it's her father, that's what we don't know.
Yeah, and here's a clip from that press conference with John Ray, talking about her former Tumblr account. This is about the daughter of Rex Heerman.
The evidence that we have suggests that we've been sold a story by the Heerman family. Take a look at the first page and the picture that's to the right. That's Victoria Heerman as she tried to appear to the press when you first confronted her at the home in Massapequa Park. There she is in her little girl's uniform. She's 27 years old with a school bag draped over her. Her hair in a nice little bun. Very innocent looking person. The other picture is also Victoria Heerman, as she really is, as she portrays herself on the internet, as she actually looks. We've been sold a bill of goods. If you look at her artwork, in the top page, her artwork consists that she posted online of a human skull. That's just the beginning. after the indictments, oddly enough, and you folks took the picture, you see Victoria Huerman walking out, I believe from her house. And I thought it was odd when I saw it. But you'll notice she's wearing a shirt that depicts, right after her father is indicted, for these murdered women, it depicts a human skeleton. That's what she's wearing.
Seems like a bit of a stretch that she's somehow involved in. Now, I can understand being a very macabre person, having Rex Huerman as your father, whether or not you were aware of what he was doing or not. But lifestyle leakage is an interesting term that you used earlier. It kind of connotates the idea that it may not have to necessarily have to have, her seeing, the list of women that he killed or abducted or whatever he's accused of doing. But just how someone acts throughout their life may, somehow influence someone's interests.
Yeah. But I think what's important here is that, hey, it's an area for investigators to look at.
Yeah.
Let's go with the leads and the evidence bring us. But I think it's something that needs to be looked at, no doubt. And there's a difference between, because you referenced earlier, BTK and his daughter. BTK did a very, very good job of bifurcating his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had serial killer BTK, and then he did actions that kept him satiated from that. So he's more in control of himself. I think he saw what he was doing as not as mainstream or as normalized behavior, maybe, mm-hmm. as Rex Huerman, if he's, indeed the guy who we all think he is, because Rex Huerman seems to have evolved his entire life, at least his lifestyle at home, the way that home's been organized with the guns, with secret compartments, all these things. It's a very different way of living and interacting with your environment around you than I think BTK put forward. And again, I'm not an expert on BTK, but I just know enough because I know how much a daughter has done to advocate for victims, because she was completely unaware of it, mm-hmm. Just because of the way her father ran his life and his serial killing job. So I think it's going to be, like I said, I think it's this lifestyle leakage that is infused itself and then normalize that behavior for them all.
Yeah.
And when you have the frog that's been boiling in a pot for so long, it's been cooking and cooking and cooking, and it has no idea it's actually been cooked. And still alive just enough to live comfortably in a boiling pot of water.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.